On Tuesday, the next selections, if in fact there are any, for baseball's Hall of Fame will be announced. 32 names were on the ballot in 2000 of the Baseball Writers Association. Some of those names include Dave Winfield, Kirby Puckett, Dave Stewart, Kirk Gibson, all appearing for the first time, and returning players Dave Parker and Tommy John. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport has a vote, and he joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Any shoo-ins this year?
Oh, Scott, I'd say the only real lock on the ballot is Dave Winfield. Mm-hmm. 3,100 hits, 465 homers, 7 gold gloves, 12 all-star teams, no problem.
Killed a seagull, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. He lasted a long time. Dave played 22 years. Mm-hmm. So
We should explain, he threw the ball in from center field that
filled
the seagull.
Right. Yeah. He should be in.
Kirby Puckett? Why not Kirby Puckett?
Well, if there's anybody else who you'd think probably has a pretty good shot this year, it would be Kirby Puckett. Mm-hmm. Scott, the only bad thing you can say about his career is that it was cut short after 12 seasons with retinal damage in his right eye.
Yeah.
He will get a lot of votes because he was the physical and spiritual leader of 2 World Series teams in Minnesota. And, Scott, just to show you how good he was, here's something I didn't know until I read the material that comes with the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby Puckett had more hits in his first 10 seasons in baseball than any other player in the 20th century. It really was a crime that his career was cut short after 12 years. He might have had 4,000 hits. You never know.
Yeah. You know, always the thing that you wrestle with, I think, for some names like, Tommy John, specifically Jim Cott, Steve Carvey, is the question of longevity. I mean, Tommy John had great statistics over 20-some years, but was he on the whole a Hall of Fame pitcher?
Well, Scott, he is on my ballot this year, and I have to admit that perhaps I'm not always entirely consistent because I can't swear that I've always voted for him. But I've decided this year that I was going to – you're allowed to vote for 10. And I decided to fill out a full ballot this year, that there would be 10 on it. And, yes, longevity was one of the things that I looked at and decided to go for. And Tommy John, by the way, who won 288 games, is not the only one in that category. There are a couple of other pitchers who have also lasted a long time, stood the test of time, and won a lot of games. Burt Blyleven won 287 games in the big league, Scott. Jim Cott won 283 games. I voted for them, too. Scott, one of the really interesting phenomenons in the last couple of years that a lot of voters are starting to wonder about is the absence of relief pitchers from the Hall of Fame. There are only 2 full-time relief pitchers in the Hall right now, Hoyt Wilhelm and Raleigh Fingers. Now, Dennis Eckersley is going to make it the minute he becomes eligible. But a lot of people are starting to look and see if perhaps that is an injustice. Now, obviously, relief pitching has only been sort of a glamour position
for the last
30 years or so.
Yeah. Ryan Duren is not in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, no. He's not, and as a matter of fact, the last couple of years, people have started groundswells for both Goose Gossage and Bruce Sutter. Mm-hmm. They both got a lot of votes last year. I'm looking at the results from last year. Sutter made it on 38% of the ballots, which means he was only about 50% shy of what it takes, because you need to be named on 75% of the ballots.
Right.
And Gossage was right behind him, 33% of the ballots. So it doesn't look as if they're going to make it. But more and more, as they're on the ballot and as the years advance, people are starting to advance very strongly the idea that they should be voted for, too, that these were great relief pitchers, even though relief pitchers are not well represented in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. So I voted for them this year, too.
You know, I felt a twinge of age this year, because one of the first stories I ever did for National Public Radio was following the Clinton, Iowa Dodgers, and their hot young pitcher then was a man named Dave Stewart, who went on to have a pretty good career ultimately, obviously, principally with the Oakland A's, and won the Cy Young Award, as I recall. And now this year, he's on the ballot to be a Hall of Famer. Boy, do I feel old.
And Scott, but Scott, you've still got more hair than he does.
And you know what? I can bring in the heat with my right arm, too, if I say so myself.
I've seen you in that Central Park softball league.
All right, Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.